When you throw away a candy wrapper, it could make a long trip to its final resting place, all the way to the east end of the Columbia River Gorge. Four big landfills there take household trash from a remarkably wide area, as far away as Sitka, Alaska. It's become an important, if mostly hidden, industry in the gorge. Competition for your garbage is increasingly fierce. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Every weekday, 50 to 60 semi-trucks pull off the interstate at Arlington, Oregon, and head up to the Columbia Ridge landfill with Portland's garbage. Seattle's goes there, too, by train. Directly across the Columbia River, two or three trains per day, typically each more than a mile long, pull into tiny Roosevelt, Washington, loaded with garbage. A fleet of trucks await to shuttle the garbage a short ways uphill to the huge but out-of-sight Roosevelt Regional Landfill. That landfill takes much of western Washington's trash and trash from Whistler, B.C., southeast Alaska, and incinerator ash from Spokane. Republic Services operates the Roosevelt Landfill. Its general manager for the state of Washington remembers his reaction when he first laid eyes on the place.
Wow, it's big.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a landfill. This is one of the largest landfills, not only in the region, but in the country.
Don Tibbetts says there's a good reason for why so much of the urban Northwest trash travels hundreds of miles to be buried around here.
Landfills are very costly to run on the western side of the Cascades simply because of the precipitation. So Portland and Seattle, they get roughly 35 inches of rain per year. We're under 9 inches here.
He says this landfill is highly engineered with liners and collection systems to capture and treat whatever harmful liquid does percolate through. The regional landfill operators are increasingly competitive. They're willing to cut prices to get your trash. Tibbetts' biggest customer is Snohomish County, Washington. They're in the process of finalizing a new 10-year disposal contract. The price per ton in the new contract went down by about 5%. Seattle renegotiated its long-term landfill contract with Waste Management, Inc. earlier this year and reaped savings. Portland's metro government hopes to get a good deal when it rebids next year.
So there's more regional landfills in play now. So because of that, it's a more aggressive market, as well as back to economies of scale. The more you move, the cheaper it becomes.
Does that mean you and I will see lower garbage rates? Snohomish County Public Works Director Scott Thompson says not right away.
And it'll help us stabilize rates going into the future. And with the inflation in fuel and labor costs, we'd rather be a little more conservative and see how it goes over the next couple budget cycles.
Garbage is gold to the taxpayers and local governments in the rural counties hosting the regional landfills. Rancher and Klickitat County Commissioner Jim Sizemore goes so far as to call the Roosevelt landfill near him a godsend. It created a couple hundred jobs, and tipping fees for every ton of trash that comes into the county covers nearly one-fifth of the county budget.
It's just been an amazing benefit. Most of our neighboring counties struggle. We don't have to struggle quite as hard.
In Gilliam County, Oregon, home to the Columbia Ridge landfill, local homeowners enjoy reduced property taxes. The Finley Buttes Regional Landfill pays fees to maintain Morrow County roads. At the three largest regional landfills, small power plants fueled by methane from decomposing garbage make electricity. So the hamburger wrapper you threw away a while ago also helps light tens of thousands of homes at the east end of the Columbia River Gorge. I'm Tom Bonsi in Roosevelt, Washington.